This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back. We'll make sure that they have the help their citizens need and they can continue to defend themselves.
All right, the president took to the airwaves midday about 1 o'clock Eastern to vow support for Israel. In the meantime, we still don't have a Speaker of the House. That may happen on Wednesday. Who knows? Especially when we're talking about funding or sending munitions or any of that. What has to happen on the Hill also comes into play here. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it's been now 5 days since what has happened with the Hamas group. Very like ISIS, ripping apart worlds and families and doing despicable, unbelievable things. So in the president's remarks, he said, as president, I have no higher authority than the safety of Americans being held hostage around the world. Like every nation in the world, Israel has the right to respond and indeed has a duty to respond to these vicious attacks. We know that in addition to the 14 U.S. citizens who have been killed, that there are also Americans among the hostages. So this was his first speech, the first official confirmation that Americans were being held captive, even though we thought that, had heard reports about that, all of it, that had been suggested that that was the case. So the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said that the administration could not confirm the number of hostages, but that at least 20 Americans were missing. So it didn't mean that there were 20 or more U.S. hostages. The number of people being held, that's also in flux. How do we know for sure? Hamas is threatening to execute the civilian hostages if Israeli airstrikes continue. So up to maybe 150 people is the belief. And Biden, who spoke in very vivid terms about the assault itself, said there are moments in this life when pure, unadulterated evil is unleashed in this world. He referred to stomach-turning reports of babies being killed, that's being beheaded, many of them, women raped, assaulted, paraded as trophies. And, you know, this is the deadliest attack since the 1973 Yom Kippur War on the people in Israel. We know the surprise attack where the Hamas gunmen hunted civilians in their homes and cars, killed at least 900 plus people, wounded 2,700. What a psychological blow to families, to the country, to a country that supposedly has some of the greatest intelligence apparatuses set up and military readiness in the world. In fact, fifth biggest army. So that sparked retaliatory bombing by Israel in the Gaza Strip. More than 750 people have been killed there. Israel has said that it regained control of its border with Gaza, and they are preparing to launch a full-scale military initiative. They're moving into the offensive to change the reality, they say, within Gaza to prevent such a thing from happening again. That is the Brigadier General's words. Dan Goldfuss from the Israeli 98th Division saying that this is what's going to happen. Israel's goal is to cripple Hamas. And, you know, civilians in Gaza, they're trying to get them out. They were warning about this. And many are in UN shelters. But we've had already Israeli airstrikes in the past few days that have killed an unknown number of civilians, including kids, according to the Palestinian health officials. So we're watching this unfold, obviously. Congress is now the other part of it. In his White House remarks, Biden said he would ask Congress to quickly approve a military aid package for Israel when they return to Washington. The Senate reconvenes next week. The House is struggling because they got to have a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was booted from the role. So it's not clear who will be in that role and when the chamber can take official actions like approving military aid until they have that new speaker. Could it be Steve Scalise from Louisiana, the congressman from Louisiana, guest on the show several times? Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, both are the two names that are out there. But neither has supposedly secured the near unanimous support from House Republicans that are required to claim the gavel. So without a speaker, this is really, really a dilemma, and it's impeding the chamber's ability to respond to the fast-moving events that we're seeing that will affect Americans who are in the middle of this. So the latest things that have happened is now more of the atrocities, the depth of it is being known, I think, a little bit more because the bodies are being collected, and that's where we're seeing just more proof of the debauchery and the butchery of innocent people. And as the president said, 14 Americans were killed. Among the Americans killed or missing in Israel, a nurse, tourist, a scholar, and then watching that happen and watching to see what the Brigadier General said, they've got this massive mobilization of reservists, 360,000 in all. So that's an unprecedented number for Israel. And these next couple of days are going to be more than interesting to see what happens. And then there is the threat by Hamas to execute some of the prisoners that they have if the bombings at the Strip continue. If that continues. But what does Israel do when this atrocity was committed by Hamas? When people that are on the ground are describing that you can smell smoke because people's homes were set on fire and death in the air. And then you go into these places and you have these mangled, ripped apart bodies and just blood all over the walls, and nobody's hiding the fact, just warning that it's very graphic when you hear any reports or see anything coming out of those towns, those areas that were affected by the Hamas surprise raid. So there's a couple of things happening that depend what we, the U.S., the monetary response, all of that, the aid, waiting on what happens with the speaker to see how that unfolds, which I think will happen pretty quickly, but who knows, because they certainly have to have the votes there for that to happen. Lots of reaction to what's going on across the United States. Many of you sending emails and finding that it's outrageous, the things that you're hearing and seeing, and I'm with you on that one. There's no question. So Israel at war with Hamas after the surprise attacks. Americans, few Americans anyway, for sure, we don't know how many, are part of the hostage group, and what will happen to them, of course. Lots of prayers and hopes that they will be returned to their loved ones. What else is happening across the U.S.? We're talking about that on the flip side.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day, Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
That are happening across this country. I have to give a big shout out to the Texas Rangers because they're back into the position where they could get into a World Series, and you have to go back to 2011. And I'm going to say a big shout out to my friends, the Ranger organization, so good to me in my career. I spent a lot of time with the Texas Rangers, so I'm proud of a lot of these new faces too. Rangers beat the Orioles 7-1. They swept the Orioles, who won 101 games in the regular season. That is big. Nathan Eovaldi has just been an amazing pitcher for them, and he got a curtain call after his performance, which was incredible in this final game, and the bats were alive, and they're doing what they have to do to put themselves in a position where let's see what happens, but you know, maybe they end up back in a World Series situation. So good for them, and congratulations for sure. As I said, Eovaldi, 7 innings, gave up just 5 hits, 7 strikes. That he has been somebody they have relied on for sure. All right, you know, it's interesting in looking at some of the things that we've talked about that now are coming kind of full circle, like on this show. I call it the let's not forget to follow up, right? Let's not forget the follow up, because we talked about that. You sent emails about it. Now what is the latest? And this Sam Bankman-Fried trial is something to kind of watch on the sideline. And you know, part of that reason is because of the fraud that was just perpetrated on so many people. And what the latest is Carolyn Ellison, who is really kind of the star witness in this trial. If you don't know, Sam Bankman-Fried was Mr. Crypto, the use of FTX money to cover hedge fund bets. That was kind of his deal. And she told jurors that the former cryptocurrency mogul directed her to defraud customers of his crypto trading platform FTX out of billions of dollars. That's what she said. Billions of dollars. She was the chief executive of Alameda Research, which was the hedge fund that Bankman-Fried had set up. And she played a big role in that cryptocurrency empire and had a view of one of the, what the government lawyers anyway, are calling one of the biggest financial frauds in history. And remember, FTX had lots of big spokespeople, including Gisele Bündchen, the ex-wife of Tom Brady. Tom Brady, a couple Super Bowls ago, you were watching the Super Bowl, there were so many crypto commercials featuring them and talking about this. So she says Bankman-Fried was the one who directed us to take customer money to repay our loans in the ballpark of $10 billion. He thought there, you know, he wanted to use the money to also influence politics. She said that he thought there was a 5% chance he'd become president. Oh, dream big, buddy. So, yeah, the testimony has been really interesting to watch. And sadly, it's people, you know, a lot of the people are people that didn't have a lot of money but wanted to try something different, invest in crypto, and bought hook, line, and sinker what he was selling, and then look what he was doing, this shell game with their money, and had like an opulent place in the Bahamas. Just crazy, crazy, insane stuff. I mean, insane stuff. I said this in another hour, in a previous hour of the show, but Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton is fighting for her life with pneumonia. She's 55 years old, and she became very famous after her gold medal winning performance in the 84 Los Angeles Olympics, but she is very, very ill. This rare form of pneumonia. She's been in intensive care for a week and is having trouble breathing. She's unable to breathe on her own. Her daughter put out a plea out there and said, look, she has no, our mother has no insurance. She has no insurance. And so we just want to cover the cost of the hospital bills. If you can help in any way, I mean, just pray, or if you can help and donate something, that would be great. And they put up one of the fund pages and just had 50,000 as the goal. Well, now they've got over 120,000 that has been donated. I mean, listen, she was America's sweetheart. 5 medals at the 84 games, including that gold. The first American ever to win an Olympic individual all-around event. People love Mary Lou Retton, and she was on the Wheaties box, all of that. She really helped make gymnastics even more popular. So really, really sad to hear this story. A lot of people pulling for, and the way people responded, you can tell because of how quickly that number went up. And that's another story about the whole insurance deal, because we talk about health insurance all the time and what happens with people. And now we're talking about there. You're talking about Mary Lou Retton. So a lot of wow when you think of her. All right, something else that has happened that's very strange, because I am especially since in Texas and in Florida, the places where I've spent the bulk now of my life, the last, you know, 15 years, there were more than 1,000, so I'm a big bird person. I've learned about birds. Amazing birds and trails in the great state of Texas. The same thing in Florida. And I'm just learning how they sound. And I know, so it's the sidebar thing, right? More than 1,000 birds were killed in one night. They hit the Chicago building. What's happening with that? So I looked into it a little bit, and I guess there was more than 1,000 migrating birds, and they just crashed into this building. And what the experts are saying, it was difficult weather. The building didn't have what they call bird-friendly measures in place. And then it's migration season. So the Chicago Field Museum, a huge, one of the best in the country, they collected more than 1,000 of these birds that collided with McCormick Place Lakeside Center. It's a convention center that's on the shore of Lake Michigan. And so lots of volunteers were out there to do that. And they're saying that more birds, it's likely that more birds flew away after colliding into a building but died after their injuries. But how tragic it was to see. It was like there was a carpet of dead and dying and injured birds of just a high volume that were migrating south for the winter that night. So they were waiting for winds to ease the journey, and essentially that just piled up, and then they had these foggy, low cloud conditions, and there was confusion with lights and the building as they were moving along Lake Michigan, so they fatally crashed into it. Can you imagine showing up to work and that's what you see? It's like, whoa, there is something freaky about that. Like, what has happened here? It's because it's such a rarity. I mean, not that you can't have some, but to have that much of a collision problem, to have that that happen. And I didn't realize this, but here's a did you know fact, or what we call once a week we do on this show when we have Jeremy Paulson come on with us, UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information, that around 600 million birds die every year in the U.S. after colliding with buildings. And Chicago, I had no clue, Chicago is ranked as the most dangerous city for birds in the fall and spring migration seasons. And then you have Houston and Dallas, and they say it's a serious problem because of the glass, for one, right? And the windows, they have these windows that make the glass more visible to birds. Wow. Turning off non-essential lights. So that became a thing. Just in my mind, I just think of people showing up and seeing that and trying to piece it together. Like, what does this mean? Because, you know, we're always looking for meanings. Like, why am I finding this? What does it mean? What does it mean? All right, here's another fascination. Like I said, we need a little levity on this show. And this is luck. I don't know if this is levity, but a painting valued at $15,000 turned out to be a Rembrandt. We keep hearing about stories like this. Now they're saying it could sell for $18 million at auction. It's called The Adoration of Kings, and it really has not been around since 1950. And so now that it's people have looked at it in the art world and it was sold for a song, the realization is, oh, this painting is worth like $18 million because it's a rare find and it's a fantastic opportunity for someone. Yeah, the person on the other end getting all of that do re mi. Couple of great authors next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered in Israel, among them at least 14 American citizens killed.
The conflict began when the Palestinian group Hamas launched bombs on Israel over the weekend. The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. Florida Governor DeSantis urging for tougher sanctions on Iran. He announced plans to propose legislation in the next session to target Hamas and restrict Iranian businesses in the state.
It's going to expand the prohibition on state investment in Iranian businesses to include the financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology, mining, metals, shipping, shipbuilding, and port sectors.
No winner in Powerball, so it rolls over Wednesday night to $1.7 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good versus evil, and this character, John Lee, and I'm going to let the author explain more about this, but learning about what Boston was like and what Massachusetts and Connecticut and these different tribes that were involved in Indian wars and then witchcraft thrown in between. And many of you know I grew up back east and I talk about that and talk about what it was like, not in the 1600s, but what it was like in tracing roots and seeing things that happened in the past. And this book really puts you in the middle of something. I think it's spectacular. And that's one of the reasons that we're talking to this author. She's written this book again, so well written, called The Darkness at Dawn. Pamela Roberts Lee joins us in Author's Corner. Pamela, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for letting me come on.
So I set it up, you know, the year is flat out 1600. Tell us about the book and why you wrote it.
Well, The Darkness at Dawn, if you take a look at the title, it's kind of an oxymoron, but actually The Darkness at Dawn refers to the fact that the English were heading, and that is the Puritan English, were heading to Massachusetts Bay, where a settlement had taken root during this early period around 1630 in the late 1620s. And this settlement had taken root, and so all the various churches, their ministers were bringing them to this Puritan haven at the time. And the ships had to travel through some pretty stormy weather, many of them did, and in fact, in this story, the ship that John Lee, who is my ancestor, John Lee was on, and he was a 13-year-old boy at the time. And I found all the information about this particular ship, which is the Francis, And I actually have all the names of the passengers, where they're from. All this information is widely known because all this stuff ends up on the Internet. The reason why I wrote this is because my grandfather, who was, you know, very eclectic, he read a lot. He taught me how to read and how to read stories and how to write stories. And so my head was full of all these things as I became an adult and went into the Air Force. And had the opportunity to actually go to some of these places and actually see what it was like. I remember, I guess when my husband and I met, Matt, if you're interested in where the cover to the book came from, he created that himself. So it's a very, very good cover and has received a lot of accolades. And that represents the graveyard in Farmington, where most of the things take place in the story. So the reason why I wrote the book was because I grew up knowing about my ancestors. And when I went to work at the Department of Justice as a trial attorney, I was able to even gather more information. And actually all my former colleagues at the Department of Justice Environmental Enforcement Section have bought my book. So there you go. Go ahead, Kate.
What did you find out? It's so fascinating. What did you find out that maybe surprised you? Because like you said, I mean, you can dig this up. You did massive research. What did you find out maybe that you didn't know about John Lee?
Just about everything, Kate. because I didn't know much about John Lee at all. And then once I started the research and I found how much the people of Farmington in the 1870s admired John Lee. In fact, the cover of the book has the monument that they built for him in that cemetery. And all around it are all the other tombstones that were in place at the time they put up the monument to John Lee, because they saw all the tombstones and how washed out they were, and you can't read them. And so they wanted to have a more lasting memorial for John Lee. And that was something that when you stand there and you look around at all the tombstones there, and also in Hartford, there's a great cemetery in Hartford where some of my other ancestors are buried. And so the whole story is, and the title came from these cemeteries and these people in the darkness at dawn. And dawn was when they were settling this new world. But the darkness was the evils that came to them when they got there. And one of those evils, of course, is the villain, Richard Hawks. So as I tried to come up with a title, that's what I settled on, and that's how I got there.
Yeah, in writing the story and weaving the tale, because now you have this research, you know the story, you have this incredible cover, and obviously the love the people had for John Lee. What was it like wrapping the story and the characters together? And obviously, and I mentioned this at the top, of good versus evil.
Right. And, I knew that just knowing about my ancestor was not going to be enough of a story. I mean, like, okay, this is what I did, this is what I found. And there are a million books like that, I'm sure, out there somewhere. I didn't find them all, but I found a few. But so what I did was I knew that I had a hero, but I also knew that I didn't have a villain. And so the great creation of the book, I suppose, is Richard Hawks, who is bright, sharp, and evil. And those three things were woven into the character because it was just, it all came together. And then I had to figure out, and I remember doing this when my husband and I were in Hartford doing research in the Hartford Library, and I remember putting this all down and trying to think, now, okay, so they don't like each other, and they're going to be at each other's throat through the rest of the book, so now I need to figure out in an outline form how that develops. And so it gradually came together, and I'm a big outliner, and that's because I was a trial attorney when I was at the Justice Department, and I was a military judge when I was in the Air Force, judge advocate, and all of this training in putting together a story, and that's what you do when you try a case, is you put together the story from the perspective of who you're representing, even the, you know, the, perhaps the government you're representing in that case, or you're defending somebody who's been charged with a crime. So I knew how to put the story together. And I knew that Hawks had to be powerful, and I knew that physically early on he needed to be more powerful than John Lee because of the difference in age. I mean, it's, I think John at the beginning of the book is 13 and Richard's 19. Well, you know, if you've been 13, you know that a 19-year-old was an adult to you when you were growing up. So, because John sees Richard steal their church's chalice on the ship, and because Richard sees that John had witnessed that and threatens to kill Grace Newell, who is another ward of John's guardian, William Westwood. And a lot of these people traveled that way. In fact, in their materials that I discovered, it specifically says William Westwood's two wards, you know, were John Lee and Grace Newell. But you don't know much more than that. And so you have to kind of work in the relationship. And William Westwood was somebody that helped John grow to manhood in the period of time in which he was living in Hartford, and then later when they moved to Farmington. So, it was a lot of relations that had to be developed, and in order to pull it together, I needed to have a good outline. And I think it does have a pretty good end, and it flows pretty smoothly throughout. In fact, some of the people that have done the reviews, and I'm not talking about professional reviewers, but I'm talking about people who read the book after it was on Amazon, and they write their comments. And if you go there, you'll see the comments are, for the most part, very, very positive. And some of the things they comment on are how readable the book is and how it's possible to move through the chapters so quickly because the chapters are brief. And that's something that I learned as a reader, was that the longer the chapter and the more the chapters, the more I kept flipping ahead to see when the book was going to end. and because you get tired of reading that stuff. But they give really good reviews. And I think for almost the first year the book was out, it had 5 stars on Amazon. And all it takes is one review that's not 5 stars, like, say, 4, to drop a little bit. And that was kind of frustrating because when you see your book drop, you know, a half a star, which is what it was, it's 4.5 now, I believe. But, when you see it drop, it's like, you know, like somebody hit you in the back of the head or something. Wake up! You don't understand how bad this book is. But that's not what they were saying. No, they wrote good reviews, and the reviews are still coming in. So I learned that writing the book is one thing, but then understanding your readership and how you're going to be able to, you know, to work with that readership. And I mean, but I read a lot of really good books because the ones that were 5 stars were the ones that I tended to read while I was writing the novel.
Exactly. And the book is so well written. There's no question about it. The Darkness at Dawn, Pamela Roberts Lee. You'll get lost in the story. Pick it up on Amazon. Pamela, thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your audience, Kate. And thank you so much.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You're going to be so surprised by this. Maybe you won't be. And I just got a call about an eye exam. So an estimated 25% of diabetes patients have undiagnosed diabetic eye disease. Now, this is according to a study that was done a couple of years ago. But get this, 87% of Americans do not get routine eye care. Less than half of diabetes patients get the recommended standard of care screenings, eye screenings that you need. Like I said, I just got that phone call, so I think this is so timely, so important, and I'm so glad that this vast audience is getting a chance to hear Dr. David Eichenbaum, who is a board-certified ophthalmologist, fellowship trained in diseases and surgery of what's happening with our eyes, the retina, etc. And he's down there in one of my favorite places in Tampa Bay, St. Pete area. So we're going to talk about this, that so many diabetes patients don't get this regular eye screening and how this is potentially increasing the risk of permanent vision loss due to diabetic eye disease. Dr. Eichenbaum, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to chat.
All right, so it is true, and I didn't realize this till I was looking at all these numbers, but let's talk about, first of all, what is so dangerous. What is diabetic macular edema?
So diabetic macular edema, or DME, is swelling of the macula, the central part of the retina, where people see sharp, clear images, and that swelling occurs when people have long-standing poor blood sugar control in diabetes.
Yeah, so what are the risk factors for this DME? What are some of the symptoms? Because I guarantee there are people listening in this audience who have it and have no idea.
Yeah, so the biggest risk factor for DME and central vision loss or blindness from diabetes is poor control of the blood sugars and blood pressure. Getting systemically healthy and working with your primary care doctor is key to preserving good health and good vision in diabetes. The most common symptom of early diabetic eye disease is actually no symptoms, which is why people can progress to an advanced stage. So it's very important to get a dilated eye exam once a year as a diabetic to ensure that early disease is detected.
All right, so we know it's important to get, like you said, the eye exam once a year. What if it's too late? You've already gone down that road and you have it. What are some treatments that you recommend or you've done for diabetic eye disease?
Yeah, so it's a great question. We've made great advances in diabetic eye disease treatment for advanced disease over the last two generations. There are a variety of treatments available, including medicines that are put in the eye, lasers and surgery, all of which are individualized and customized to a patient's specific clinical situation. So the most important thing, if you have advanced disease, is to work with a board-certified ophthalmologist and develop a treatment plan for your specific advanced diabetic eye disease. But the lost vision can often be restored, which is good.
Yeah, for somebody like you with the kind of credentials you have and the work that you've done in this, I mean, you know, these multiple clinical trials that you've done that deal with diabetic and macular degenerative diseases, how frustrating is it that people don't take these eye tests when really they're so simple, right?
Yeah, so that's true. As a regular caregiver outside of the trials in my regular clinic, the saddest thing for me is to see a patient come in with advanced disease that was really preventable if the patient had good blood sugar control and had eye exams and had treatment, if necessary, earlier in their course of disease. It's always tougher to restore vision and to preserve vision, and an ounce of prevention with good health and good diabetic control is worth a pound of cure with all these advanced treatments that we have and continue to develop.
I was just going to say, you sound like a doctor, so that was perfect. I love it. I love it.
I've been working on it for many years. It sounds like a doctor.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So we're talking about get the exams. This is why it's so important. And truly, in vision and in testing and in these clinical trials that you've talked about, there's been massive advances right in the last decade.
Yeah, in the last 10 to 15 years, we've really turned things around for patients, and we can do things to restore lost vision from advanced disease that we haven't been able to do before, thanks to pharmacologic development in a large part. However, we're not resting on our laurels. We're trying to do better, trying to come up with more effective, less burdensome treatments, and there is a robust pipeline. And I do think that even though we've come a long way, we can always do better for our patients.
Yeah, I love it. Perfect place to end this and to tell everybody, you can go to this website, getisemart.org, getisemart.org. Dr. Eichenbaum, thank you so much. And hey, you're in Tampa. I go to Tampa a lot. Maybe we'll run into each other.
Absolutely. Would love to meet you in person. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, so that's such a great conversation because I have to admit, I don't have diabetes, knock on wood, you can hear that in the background, but I wasn't, because I had such great eyesight, I wasn't great about getting those tests. Now I am religious about that. Boom, every year. So it's so important. It really, really is. And all the things that we've talked about in For Your Health, this one really hits home because I've seen people in the situation that Dr. Eichenbaum is talking about and how it's so preventable, right? So you look at the diabetic eye disease, and this is Diabetic Eye Disease Awareness Month, and so highlighting what happens, and it's so preventable. Like I said, 40% of the people with diabetes, it's preventable in them. Of the 7.7 million Americans with diabetic problems, a retinopathy, nearly 750,000 have this DME that he's talked about. The longer a person has diabetes, especially if it's poorly controlled, which that happens sadly, the higher the risk of of developing the problems that we're talking about and vision loss. And who wants to see that happen? Of course, nobody does. So I can't emphasize enough. I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying, I'm challenging everybody. Figure out a way to get this done. You heard what I said at the top, that 25% of diabetes patients have undiagnosed diabetic eye disease, and that's from a study that was done just a couple of years ago. So the rates keep steadily increasing over the past decade, and it affects way too many people, and it can lead to that serious eye diseases like DME. And if it just takes getting that exam, for goodness sake, get the exam. I have to tell you my story. So I do. I go in and I get the exams, and I always ask for, because it's crazy to see your eye. It's like that, because I'm not a doctor, I'm going to describe it to you, where it kind of looks like you have almost like an olive. The shape of my eye is almost like an olive, a bigger olive. And I asked to have it printed out. I asked to see what it looked like. And it was crazy to see from the doctor's point of view, probably like Dr. Eichenbaum, what your eyes look like from behind. Because, you know, you only see what we're seeing in front. Well, like if something's happening with your eye, or you have gorgeous eyes or whatever it is, you know, whatever's going on with your eye. These are the windows of the soul. But seeing behind the soul is the craziest thing, because you realize just what a science this is, and how important it is, and what an interesting function of our body this is, that how important the eyes are, and why for some reason, and you know, it's that it's just something, and I guess it's like all of us, right, that you think you're fine, you're taking a walk, you're doing whatever, and you can see clearly, and you think I don't need that right now, that's okay, I don't really need that, and then you realize just how important it is to get those exams when you see what I saw behind the eyes and the things that naturally happen, right? And we're talking about the effects of being diabetic and the fact that it's Diabetic Eye Disease Awareness Month and what that means when you don't do it. But anyone, the longer somebody is away from getting those exams. And I'm sure all the ophthalmologists like Dr. Eichenbaum would appreciate this, but ask to see behind the scenes. Ask to see what your eye really looks like, because I think it gives you such a different perspective than what you just see, that what we look at in the mirror and what we see in pictures, etc. Seeing behind the scenes is really spectacular. All right, I want to emphasize this again. You can find out lots of information by going to this website, getisemart.org, getisemart.org. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, we're all in this together.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.